Good evening, you filthy truckers out there, and may your ship's radios stay stuck on this station for as long as we are broadcasting. It's a specially short show tonight. I say that without putting my teeth in, because we are without Commander Vantion, who is currently away serving probation on a suitable location in London, Saul. But first of all, tonight we shall bring you the headlines.
Trio carry out close inspection of Kyle Lasley's crashy balls.
Empire bids for Impexit.
No news is good news, isn't it?
Atrus told me I'd something to say. I think that's what he said.
Frontier fire Farrago forces flight from Fortress Frontier.
And I have news of this week's CGs.
Having finally worked out how to get her ASP in gear by turning certain modules like thrusters, frameshift drives, and fuel scoops on, Commander Draxer decided that a sightseeing trip to the fabled crashy moons of Kyloslia, these moons are made of an extremely rare element known as not really their thrium, a name that was created in the 21st century when scientists had a foolish habit of allowing screenwriters to name things instead of doing it themselves. The unusual properties of not really therium are many. It changes color depending on the proximity to cheese, it smells as a burnt rubber coated in caramel, it causes hallucinations and blurred vision in invertebrates. The list goes on. Its main property, though, is that it cannot touch itself, unlike the Divinals. And these two particular moons are almost pure, not really therium, so they can literally pass through each other. This, of course, is an incredible spectacle, and Commander Draxer was keen to see it. With her intrepid wingmen, Commanders Lister I-69 and Deadmeat GF, she headed in the general direction of the system. As we know, one third of every trilogy is a bit shit. And this was ably demonstrated by Commander Deadmeat GF when he parked up on the wrong moon. So the following morning, the day of the crash, he had to navigate across the other moon to rendezvous with his more capable wingmates. Unfortunately, another strange property of not really therium is that large masses of it can, at random, swap gravity with each other. And as he came into land, he was under the influence of the gravity of one moon whilst approaching the surface of the other. At speed. It did not end well. We're not sure who collected his escape pod, but for some reason they took it all the way to the Soul Nebula, a trip of about 30,000 light years. And as far as we know, he's still stranded there. Draxer and Lister I-69, however, went on to take some amazing footage of the event, survived it easily, and the resulting video, entitled Bet You Wish You'd Seen This, Ya Numpty, is available at all good GalTube stories near you.
The sound of marching jackboots was heard in the Imperial capital Achenar this week, with the Imperator and his green shirts of Nova Imperium demanding the overthrow of Emperor Arissa Lavinia Duval. You might think it's hard to make an Emperor Arissa, a usurper to the throne of the Empire, into a lovable character, but the isolationist Nova Imperium does a pretty good job of it. Calling for a hard Impexit, the Imperator makes Arissa, with her Impexit equals Impexit stance, look positively reasonable. Studies have shown that isolating itself from the rest of the galaxy will make the Empire at least 40 trillion credits worse off. But at least the Empire will be able to control its own borders and stop Thargoids from entering, unless they have a valid Imperial passport. The Imperator was recently pictured swinging helplessly from a zip wire, waving an Imperial flag in front of a cutter, declaring that the Empire sends 350 billion credits to Aegis each year, and that that money could be better used buying more Imperial slaves.
First with a news bulletin of no news, the backroom staff at Hutton frantically and fervishly fertled around for something of value, but failed in their frenetic attempts to find anything worth broadcasting. Until... No, I can't read that one. Oh! No, can't read that one either. Oh, ah. Here's something.
Oh. Good evening, trackers. Atrus 5060 reporting in from Canon Research, once more with the news and happenings of all things Thargoids. In the fight to defend humanity, anti-Thargoid combat pilots managed to successfully defend 2 out of 3 targets revealed by Eagle Eye last week. The successful defence of Haberlant Station and LHS 2524 and Plucker Enterprise in Danopi has lifted our spirits this week, hurrah! With pilots racking up over 7,000 Thargoid kills in both systems combined. Plucker Enterprise was already under repair during this attack, and its citizens are grateful for being saved this time around. Unfortunately, Chang Prospect in Jamban was damaged due to our defenders being spread too thin. We urge any pilots to head over to Chang Prospect to rescue citizens from the burning station. This week, Eagle Eye is reporting 3 new targets. Laswitz Port in Atroco, Lee Orbital in Lysandra, and Garnier Station, which is beautiful and bouncy and full of body, in Bayeru Beast. Some of you may recall Lee Orbital, a station controlled by the Tika Elite Altruists Bagging Cooperative, was previously targeted and defended. The T-Baggers are hoping for another successful defence, so let's not disappoint them. For those interested in trying to repair the damage caused by the Thargoids, Project IDA could use your help. Cleaver Prospect is still in need of many commodities to carry out repairs, so if you want to be a tracker for this admirable cause, then please get in touch with them. With most of damaged stations of the Pleiades having received adequate supplies to be brought back online, Project IDA pilots are just waiting for local authorities to finish up their work in the actual repair of the station. This will allow Project IDA to move out of the Pleiades and begin focusing on repairing damaged stations in the bubble. The more pilots engaging in this effort, the sooner we can get the bubble repaired. Your mission this week, truckers, should you choose to accept it, will be to defend our Truco, Lysandra and Bayeru base. Good luck out there, truckers. For the mug!
Finally, the erstwhile galactic intern, previously fired for being inept, was last seen making a quick exit stage left, following an allegedly false fire alarm, forcing a frantic ejection from Studio 1¾, the number referring to the size of the door in feet, which is made to measure, for the Galactic Intern, at Frontier Towers. Suggestions that Mr. Blobby was to blame for the fire have proven unfounded, and blame has been directed at DBOBE himself for cutting the stream mid-flow when the presenters came close to promising an Alvin bobblehead in the next release. An official spokesperson for Lord Braben denied such rumours and instead countered that Cecil chap has been rather too quiet of late, and we're not sure if he left the premises after his last visit. Sources suggest that staff has since been seen searching every store cupboard in Frontier Towers, especially the ones with gin in, and in the kitchen, in case Phantom Knob Twiddler Cecil is ensconced within. Independent sources state that everyone is safe and all is well, following the false alarm. Damn to the first one, and I have serious doubts about the second. Anyway, now, over to Norma and her lovely pair of CGs.
Yes, we have two CGs again this week, one trade and one bounty hunting, both with decals. Robotics, computer components and microcontrollers have been requested to be delivered to Henslow Market in the Idenet system. More to follow later.